Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Hey Liz, can you believe there are still some people buying their gold, silver, and platinum bullion from the internet?
That's pretty amazing, Jeff, especially considering that prices here at Viereck's Fine Jewelry always beat both local as well as the big online guys. We don't have shipping fees, and in most cases, you get the precious metals immediately.
Bars, rounds, bags, eagles, buffaloes, maple leafs, Krugerrands, Morgan and Peace dollars, and much, much more.
Not to mention rare, key date, and collectible coins from the U.S. and around the world, many of which have been graded and authenticated by PCGS and NGC.
Whether buying, selling, or trading, you will always benefit from Viereck's unrivaled years of experience and expertise.
If you need expert appraising, Viereck's Fine Jewelry has both of Lafayette's only International Society of Appraisers and Coin Roundtable members, and we are also fully USPAP compliant.
All of your coin and precious metals needs under one roof.
Proudly serving the Mid-North Indiana area for over 75 years. Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Viereck's.com.
I've got great news for you. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. Did you know becoming an Encompass member is easier than ever? If you live, work, attend school, or worship in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties, you're eligible to join. And not just you, but spouses, children, and parents of eligible folks can become members too. Plus, any business or organization in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties can also become a member. At Encompass Credit Union, we're all about community. Ready to join? Visit EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
This is it, geese. Time to lower the altitude.
But why, Dad? It's harder to fly down there.
To get a bird's eye view of TC trailers, son.
TC trailers?
Look, there. Over 300 trailers on the lot, including goosenecks. They have more parts than we have feathers and a full in-house repair shop. If humans aren't pulling a TC trailer, son, they're not pulling their weight. Fly in or visit tc-trailers.com.
Hey everyone, it's Rick from Freckles Graphics, Indiana's hottest graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products company. But now we're new and improved with the addition of laser etching, embossing, and all your signage needs. We are officially your Swiss Army knife when it comes to all your marketing needs. Don't get burned by online empty promises. Get what you want, when you want, and how you want it with Freckles Graphics. Team up and take control of your apparel and marketing needs with a local company that puts you first. Freckles Graphics has a friendly staff, complete art department, and lightning fast turnaround. At Freckles Graphics, we're here to make you look good. So trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. Give us a call at 449-8463. That's 449-8463 or FrecklesGraphics.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Are you ready for a smoother ride? Head over to Big O Tires, the team you trust next to Parkies in Lebanon. Their expert team is dedicated to keeping you on the road with top-quality tires and exceptional service. Schedule your appointment today for a hassle-free experience. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today. And don't forget to check Big O Tires out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Looking for reliable heating and cooling services? Look no further than Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. From residential and commercial services to generator maintenance and custom ductwork fabrication, they handle it all. Jim serves Clinton, Boone, and Carroll counties, including the nearby areas. Jim's is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call Jim's today at 765-601-1461.
Jim here from Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Remember, trusted service and local excellence.
A little George Hamilton coming into
Party line second half right here. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Boone County, Clinton County, and Carroll County, DailyNews.com, bringing you Party Line on the radio right now. WILO's Party Line is also telecast on HoosierlandTV.com, and that's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginn Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaners, Shoop's Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, and Newell Gas in Michigantown. And we want to thank all of them for allowing us to bring Party Line to you every day. And we have great guests in with a great cause here in the office, because that's normally where 90% of my time is at. But here in the studio right now, I have Daisy Shoemaker, and we know Daisy from other things, but we're not going to bring them up because she's here on her own. She's not here on her by her husband's side. She's here on her own, and we appreciate Daisy for everything she does, not only in the workplace, but also in the community. She's a great champion of Clinton County, and also Aaron Congleton. And thank you, Aaron, for being here. And Aaron, same thing. You're a major force out there in the community. And thank you guys for being here. We're going to talk about the community Thanksgiving dinner that's been going on for several years now in the community. We're going to talk about that. But we were sitting here talking, we're going to fill a whole half hour, and we want to talk about the community dinner. But I want to ask you guys first, before we get into the for lack of a better term, and no pun, the meat of the matter. I want to talk about how you guys got involved and, you know, what Thanksgiving traditions that you guys have in your own families.
Several years ago, Aaron and Jared Blacker invited me to a meeting to help with to navigate the pies that were served for the community Thanksgiving meal. Our family had kind of stepped in that year and cut up some pies, and I am a type A personality, and I just knew from helping that year that they really needed some help. The meal is 100% ran by volunteers, and they needed a little bit of help. So I went to a meeting that Aaron had hosted, and thought I was just going to handle the pies, and ended up running the kitchen. And you really don't see my name anywhere on social media, and that's just fine by me. I'm kind of one of the driving forces behind this meal, and I'm more than okay with that. Just kind of help navigate our different sections. And a few other people who had came to that meeting as well, I think were maybe, you know, duped into, y'all just come to this meeting. And they ended up stepping up to the plate and rising to the call of service for our community. So one of those people, just this year is his first year not being with us, and his name is Jim Day. And I just want to thank Jim for his service that he has given our community for the last 8 years. Jim worked for Comcast for many, many years, so people knew him as the cable guy. And then he decided to release his cell phone number to the community and allow them to light his phone up for this meal. And so he organized all of our deliveries and the amount of meals that were ordered and where they went, and where our delivery volunteers kind of went as a section. And so I just want to thank him. This is his first year not helping us. So he did it for 8 consecutive years in a row and did a really good job. I think over those 8 years, we may have had 3 complaints that a meal didn't get where it was supposed to go. So I'm just really thankful for Jim and all he did for us and for our community. Another driving force behind our group, her name is Chris Leslie. Her husband attended the meeting and kind of got Chris involved. And Chris is also a huge force. She's very active in her church and our community in so many different ways. And she's also a type A personality, keeps me very organized. And so she organizes all of our volunteers. And this also is her ninth year.
Well, okay. You know, you said something about maybe get people coming to the meeting kind of getting duped into it. But I look at it this way, because I've done that too. I've invited people to meetings and stuff with hopes. But I think a lot of people are looking, or maybe subconsciously looking, for a way to give back. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what area it comes from, what that looks like for them. But I think a lot of people are looking for that. And maybe they just need that, you know, mm-hmm. that invite to, you know, maybe this is the fit for you. Maybe this is, and I don't think a lot of people realize that until they get there. And then that mm-hmm. light bulb goes off. So I don't look at it as being duped into anything. I look at it as you're giving them the opportunity yes. to be able to serve.
It was still kind of us duping her.
My life at that time was very busy. We have four children, and they were very small. And both my husband and my jobs are very demanding. So it wasn't exactly what I was looking for, but it mm-hmm. definitely has been a blessing. And my entire family and those people who are around me, our lives, it's been a blessing.
Well, and what a community to bring children up in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they've always been at our elbows. So hopefully my kids continue volunteering the rest of their adult lives.
I think you'll find out they will. Mine do. Mine started out that way too. So,
yes.
Yeah.
So Chris Leslie manages all of our volunteers, and we use volunteers about over a three-day span. And so if you are looking for any way to give back to our community, whether it be an hour's worth of time, a two-hour block of time, you just have enough time to deliver, you know, 10 meals, she will slot you into her Excel spreadsheet. And she will get you a place to volunteer in there. And so her and her husband, Jerry's aging. I don't want to put his age out there. I love Jerry. One of my very favorite people are Chris and Jerry Leslie. So he gives back just in the biggest way. So he was the reason she got involved. So that she does the volunteering. And so for our financials, it takes money, right? It takes a lot of funding to put this meal on, several thousand dollars. And Keona Stidham stepped up. She also serves our community as a dispatcher. And she has a lot of time in the middle of the night, maybe, if things aren't as busy. And so that helps her give back to our community in the way of organizing our flyer and getting it to the community and our community partners who donate back to this meal. And so she facilitates that and like little phone calls where she can help assist us kind of behind the scenes in a big way. And so we really appreciate her help organizing the funding. I think when we originally started this, Aaron and I together, and this group, 9 years ago together, we had nothing in the bank account.
Yeah,
we had nothing.
And it was 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. There was $200 in the account.
Yeah.
2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And we had to put this meal on.
And it's thousands. The meat alone is sure. thousands of dollars. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely stressful the first year.
Yeah, but we did it.
We did it, though, and still had a little left over even.
And we were excited about that. I think the first big purchase we bought was a can opener, because opening those cans, if you think of how many you have to open and having your volunteers open them. Actually, I think the first year we didn't have a working can opener. We borrowed it from Clinton House. We borrowed it from their kitchen, brought it over, used it, took it back. And so we definitely were utilizing our community resources to help us. And I think financially what we want our community to know is that, you know, there are a lot of small businesses who contribute to this meal. When you think of things on a corporate level, we found that some of the corporations in town don't give very much. It's your small mom and you're like the small businesses who give a lot. And there's also like our citizens. So I remember way back when there was a like a note or something that had come in. There's always a note that comes back to us, usually from someone somewhere in the community sends a note back and just makes it all worth, like a card of thanks or
the one last year.
Yeah.
It was last year or the year before.
It's like every year there's a card.
All the quarters taped to it.
Because that's all they could afford to give. And we want people in the community to know that if you can just give $5, I assure you we will use that $5 to, we will stretch it as far as we can to provide for our community. So all of those $5 donations and $20 donations all add up to a big picture of taking care of your community. So it's really a big thing. In the beginning, I was like, man, those $20 and those $5 donations really mean sometimes if that's all you have in your pocket to give, that's a big deal. It's a big deal. So we just really appreciate financially all the donations. And I think last week I posted on social media where we needed little things like aluminum foil or water or lemonade. And it was within like half an hour, everyone had vouched for it and people were trying to give extra to help out. So I feel like anytime we've asked our community to step up and provide, they've delivered.
Absolutely.
In a big way.
Every time.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's the type of community we live in. I think we're very blessed here.
Yes.
We really are, because I've seen that time and time again, no matter what the cause. Aaron, how did you get involved in this?
I had a phone call 2 weeks before Thanksgiving where a guy asked Jared and I if we would help him with it, because he had $200 in the account, didn't know what he was going to do. So Jared and I stepped up and tried everything we could to raise money in 2 weeks. And as she told you, we duped her into it, which the first year, well, there was a lot of kinks in it. But now we've got a pretty well-oiled machine, I think, where everybody does their job right. Where everybody gets things taken care of pretty quickly and efficiently. But yeah, that's basically how I got started in it. Somebody came to me 2 weeks before Thanksgiving and said they needed help. We had done dinners weekly in the community back then, where we would do every Tuesday night at the neighborhood center just for anybody that needed a hot meal. We would do a meal every week, regardless what it was. Didn't matter to us who came. We would serve anywhere from 30 to 50 people every Tuesday. So it was a good cause that we were doing back then, too. And I think that's why he reached out to me, because I was already doing that on a way smaller level. I definitely was interested in helping with it because of that.
Let's talk about the first one and roughly, you know, how many people you guys served that first time around and how it's grown, because I know it's grown tremendously.
The need has definitely grown over the last 10 years.
Yeah. So the first year, I think I planned for about 800 servings the first year, and I think we only served like 600 meals. So we did have some extra food that we had prepared, but I really had no idea. We were just kind of trying to see what was working. I would say the first few years, 600 was about the number that we would serve. And then when COVID hit, the financial need just went off the charts. And we actually do a full 800 now. We have done 800 for probably the last like 3-4 years now. And we have utilized all that. We have never had like ran out and like not been able to serve someone. But we have used 800 completely. We haven't had a lot of extra, because if we have extra, it goes to like the food will go to dispatch, or it will go to the fire department or the police department, or we take it out to Parkview or any place that we feel the food could be used so that it's not wasted, because that's definitely not what we want. But what I want people to know is that we want you to call early and order your meals for delivery or what have you, because we plan for about 800. And the meat is the one thing that I really can't, I mean, I can go and buy extra green beans or, you know, stuffing or something, but the meat is ordered like a month in advance. And so I order based upon the number of 800. So if we go over 800, you'll get whatever we have left over, or we'll get you a gift card or something, you know, if that happens. But usually we're right at about 800. That seems to be what works for our community.
So talking about people wanting to they need to register, hopefully. I mean, mm-hmm. I know sometimes people don't think about it and they don't realize that, you know, it's here.
Well, I think what I also want people to know is this is not only based upon financial need. Sometimes you're alone for Thanksgiving and you don't have a big family get together to go to, and you're not going to just buy a turkey and make it yourself. So it's, you know, if you call us up, we're going to get you a meal. I remember one year a family member calling and saying, listen, my family member is just in the hospital. We're all in the ICU. The whole family's here and we don't have a Thanksgiving meal. I think we packed up like 25 meals and sent them.
Oh, wow.
To them so that they could have a sense of, like, you know, having a family meal together. So, it is based upon financial need, but it's also based upon, like, convenience for you as well. We don't mind cooking for you. We do not mind at all. We really don't want people to spend a holiday alone, which is why this year we kind of closed down the center during COVID, because it kind of affected myself in a really big way, not just the whole community, but myself being a nurse and seeing kind of what COVID was doing to our community, to our population. And so we kind of shut down the inner part of our building and didn't allow people to eat in. We delivered to them, but we didn't allow them to eat in. And this year we decided we are going to open that back up, and we want people to come and share a meal with other people. So maybe you're not home alone by yourself. And just so you can have a community feeling again. So that is a change for us this year. You are welcome to come and have a meal with us. We'll open the doors up at 11 a.m. To serve you if you would like to come to the community center. And it's on the neighborhood center's on 3rd Street. So you're welcome to come there and spend some time with us and eat a meal with us there.
If somebody's listening and they would like to volunteer for whatever, I mean, I know it's pretty much a well-oiled machine at this point, but you still need volunteers. It
takes absolutely.
Oh, we need them.
many hands make light work.
Absolutely.
What's the best way for them to get a hold of you to be able to volunteer?
So Chris Leslie, her cell phone number is 765-490-9579. And if you call her or text her, she will get back to you. I mean, she's a little busy, but she will return your phone call, and she will see what openings and time that you have and where we still need a need filled for volunteering. But I assure you, the leadership hasn't changed, but for sure, we need lots and lots of volunteers. And I also want to include, there's one leadership role that we haven't really mentioned yet so far, and that's Rena Little. Back when we first started doing this meal, we had pies were donated from our community. All the churches and people would make extra pies and they would donate them. And Rena really navigated that. If you can imagine trying to get 100 pies from the community and to donate, it's a lot strategically. And Rena took that over and just did amazing. We had more pies than we knew what to do with, I think. It was kind of nice. But when COVID hit, we decided that we no longer would take homemade food from the community, which was a really painful decision for us to make because some of those pies were quite amazing.
Really,
and nothing you could really purchase at the store. And so we did change that to where all of our pies are purchased now. And she still navigates all of the pies. And I think next year she may step up in another role for deliveries next year if she's so willing. so willing. But she's also been a force behind this team. So I do want to give her recognition for that because, I don't know, all those phone calls to all the churches and the individuals for pies was a lot of work. So
I think it's amazing what you guys do. And, I mean, I know pretty much everybody on the list that's been involved in this for years, and and what you do, you know, not only your occupations, but what you do in the community and everything, because you're all, every one of you is involved in the community one way or another, and even through your employment, you guys, you know, you're the face, and it's cool to see. And I'm going to use the term the generation behind me, because you are. I mean, you guys are all my kids' age. I mean, and your husband knows my kids, so they kind of grandparents lived right next to each other. So, but it's so neat to see. And I know you guys, everybody's got families. Your kids are going to be like you guys are. You guys were brought up this way, and that's the way your kids are going to be. And I see a big future for this down the road as it gets passed down generations eventually.
Yeah.
But for you guys, what you're doing, it's amazing. Talk about how people can help out monetarily, because as you said, this ain't cheap. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of money to feed a community.
Yes. So I just want to break down the cost a little bit. So one of our community partners, and who has been here beside us this entire time, has been Clinton House. They have sometimes allowed us to purchase food through them, or they donated food through us, but they have been a driving force behind the scenes also. They contribute a lot of things to our meal. And not just that, but, you know, like when we needed a can opener, they let us have it. Just no questions asked, let us have it. So we really appreciate them being a community partner with us. Probably the second community partner I would recognize would be Schultz's. People don't know this. They, you know, Schultz's IGA is just like a little small town grocery store on the west side of town that's, you know, there if you need something. They make great lunches. But their meat manager for years, he retired. I think last year was our first year with a different meat manager, but he donates his time every single year and has cooked the meat for us every year. Logistically, to get that much ham and turkey completed in a short amount of time just isn't, it's a big job. And the neighborhood center is not set up to roast all the meat, to cook all the meat, to slice it all of those things. And so Eric actually allows us to purchase the meat at cost. So he makes nothing off of selling the meat to us. He sources the best kind of deals he can find while still keeping our quality of the ham and the turkey. And then, like I said, they store it, slice all of the things, and their meat manager takes care of all of that for us. And that meat is ordered. We ordered it over fall break is when I had that ordered. And so we are just very grateful for everything that Eric has done for us. And also the day of Thanksgiving, if we run out of something, we go straight to Schultz's and get it. So we really appreciate everything he does for us. Probably another big one would be NHK. NHK is a corporation who actually steps up in our community, and they have, from the very beginning, I think pre-COVID, they donated like $500, I think, towards the meat. And then after COVID and inflation, that number has raised up significantly, because the cost of, I think the first year after inflation, the cost of the meat, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to afford this. This is doubled. Just so much money. And but NHK has definitely stepped up, because the meat is the most expensive thing on our menu. And we give both ham and turkey with each meal. So you get a double portion. And so those are probably our big three things from our community. But you have Coomers. All of our like local community places, they give. And we just really appreciate it so much, what they give to us. So those are the really big ones.
Yeah, those are the big ones.
But